Good afternoon, everyone. My research topic is assessing rice productivity and adaptation strategy for Indochina Peninsula at climate change using a regional rice model. Importance of agriculture in Cambodia. Agriculture represents primary source of employment for 80% of the Cambodian labor force. Rice is most important food crop in Cambodia, which accounts for 90% of agricultural land use, and rice production contributes significantly to national food supply and livelihood report. However, Cambodia is highly vulnerable to climate change, especially to the effect of flooding and drought stress. Future challenges: we need steady growth of crop production to enhance rural livelihood and stimulate economic growth. However, in the Indochina Peninsula region, the agriculture sector is quite vulnerable to climate change conditions due to severe environment challenges and the technology input to agriculture. So food security remains a challenge. This challenge may be adverse by predicted climate change. The purpose of this study is to assess the impact of climate change on rice production in the Indochina Peninsula and test ways adaptation actions such as through use of adjustment of planting date, adoption of irrigation and area of heat tolerance variety can account any negative climate impact. Thirdly, assess uncertainty related to regional climate model. Finally, assess Cambodia's potential rice production capacity in comparison to neighboring countries. The general large area model for annual crops, GLAM. Originally, the GLAM was developed to simulate crop yield directly at the regional level. GLAM has benefit of low dead put requirement and validity of large area. The GLAM uses some simple function and empirical relationship to predict complex crop growth and development. This simplified model formation makes it possible to input less model parameters and can be operated at relatively large spatial scale. In GLAM, field management is represented by the yield gap parameter. Yield gap parameter is ratio between actual yield to potential yield. It is a calibrated parameter used to observe crop yield. Currently, the GLAM model can simulate groundnut, wheat, maize, soybean, and rice yield. Development of GLAM rice model. Based on existing GLAM wheat model, I have developed the GLAM rice model last year. First, the GLAM wheat model was mixed with water balance or paddy to simulate that water balance or low land rice. Then, define the rice parameter set from literature and experiment that set. Then, quantify low high temperature photoperiod effect and CO2 fertilizer effect. Finally, the GLAM rice was linked with its climate scenario from regional climate model to simulate impact of climate change on rice yield. GLAM input and output. Input of GLAM include daily values such as rainfall, soil radiation, minimum temperature and maximum temperature, and also soil type and planting date. Output includes soil water balance, leaf canopy, root growth, biomass, and crop yield. Validation of GLAM rice at next level of such clear. Results show that generally there is a good agreement between observation and simulation at national level of South Korea. Application of GLAM rice in seasonal crop forecast. Currently, the GLAM rice has been used to forecast crop yield for South Korea. In this study, the climate scenario data is from CODES is answered. The GCM used its hand GMs to AO model. The regional climate model is YSURSM model, direct GM from SNUMME5 model and hand GM3I models. Validation of GLAM rice in Cambodia. This figure scatter plot of simulated rice yield against observed rice yield at 0.25 by 0.25 degree scale for 2000-2005 in Cambodia. Results show that when GLAM
rise or fever by the Hessian flow as well as URSM model. There are good agreements between observation and simulations. However, when some drive by the Hessian 3 and SNUMMI5 model, the variability of the observability will estimate by the model.
Projected change in temperature at national level in the China Peninsula. By 2040, the average general temperature is likely to increase by about 2 degrees. Increase in temperature is similar between countries. By 2080, the RCP 8.5 scenario saw a great increase in temperature. The temperature will increase by about 4 to 5 degrees.
The largest increase in temperature in Thailand.
Project change in rainfall. Generally, all the regional climate models show a small increase in projected rainfall compared to the baseline. The impact of climate change rises for Yunnan Peninsula. In order to compare the impact projected by each regional climate model, the climate impact of rising for Yunnan Peninsula from Hessian 3 URS model and RepGen model will show for the figure. Results said that climate change scenario driven by Hessian 3 lead to a large reduction in rice yield due to a high increase in temperature. However, similar impact from the URS model and RepGen model are similar. This indicates the project impact of climate change on rice production depends on regional model used. The impact of climate change on rice yield from Yunnan Peninsula from 2040s under RCP 4.0 scenarios. By 2040s, climate change will result in a 50 to 30% reduction on rice yield. The CO2 fertilizer effect can offset about 10% yield reduction. The impact of climate change on rice yield from Yunnan Peninsula from 1980s under RCP 4.0 scenarios. By 2080s, climate change will result in a 50 to 45% reduction in rice yield. Greatest reduction are found in Thailand and Cambodia. The CO2 fertilizer effect can offset about 20% reduction of rice yield. Example. Climate variables affect future rice yield. In order to examine how each climate variable affects future climate rice yield, changes in rice yield and future climate scenario were regressed against the changes in temperature rainfall using multilinear regression method. Results said that from Cambodia, Myanmar, and Vietnam, changes in rice yield may be affected by rainfall temperature interaction and temperature. However, for Laos and Thailand, changes in yield are mainly affected by high temperature stress.
Changes in rice yield in response to an increase in temperature and cotton level in the Chinese Peninsula by 2080s. This figure shows changes in rice yield in response to an increase in temperature. We also saw that changes in rice yield quite stressed due to change in increase in temperature. However, there are no stress to change in rainfall. Each 1 degree increase in temperature can result in a 10% reduction in rice yield.
The uncertainty impact assessment.
The uncertainty impact assessment has no significant correlation with uncertainty in rainfall. However, uncertainty impact assessment has a significant correlation with uncertainty in temperature. This results that the uncertainty in projected temperature from regional climate model is main source of uncertainty for impact assessment rather than uncertainty in projected rainfall.
Adaptation shifting plot data to threat-less data.
Shifting plot threat-less data has a small benefit impact for Russia, for Cambodia, Myanmar, Thailand, and Vietnam. However, it has negative impact for Russia in Laos.
Adaptation irrigation. In Glam Rice,
you get it automatically applied, then the depth of what pointed water is below 10 centimeter. We also that predict rice yield regression will increase by about 8.2 to 42.7%. We regretted increase yield the Cambodia and Thailand. This indicates that by future climates, water stress in Cambodia and Thailand would increase. Impact of extreme temperature of rice yield. During flowering, rice quite sensitive to high temperature stress. When daily maximum temperature above 35 degrees, increase in temperature have a negative impact on spiking fertility and grain yield. Adaptation in heat tolerance variety. When use of heat tolerance of crop variety increased by 2 degrees, rice yield will increase by 60.9% and 10.9% in Cambodia and Thailand. It's indicated that high temperature and flowering period have a great impact on rice yield in Cambodia and Thailand than other countries by 1980s. So challenges to Cambodia rice production. In Cambodia, crop rice yield are quite relatively low compared to surrounding countries due to low nitrogen, heat, water stress, and low-level technology and unfavorable crop environment. So global population increase and negative impact of climate change would present a significant challenge to Cambodia's rice production and competition with neighboring rice production countries. How farmers can adapt to changed climate? Farm can change the time of field observation to make best use of available water and heat. Adjusting seed data according to temperature and rainfall, but use high yield and stress resistant varieties such as ability such resistance to heat and water stress and improve water yield efficiency. Also, public policy should support farmers. Public recommendation. Raising awareness of climate change among main stakeholders and policymakers, promoting water-saving technologies such as saving water irrigation, collect water, and saving water, building improved agriculture infrastructure such as construct water-saving irrigation and drainage system, breeding or introduce stress-related seed variety, and also develop crop yield monitoring and forecasting system, and improve early warning capacity before extreme climate event. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much. Any questions?